Welcome to Threshold Stories, a podcast about people crossing thresholds, one story at a time. I'm your host, Jeff Cora. I'm an author, athlete, and coach, and adventure travel guide. This show explores topics like fitness, overcoming adversity, faith and science, travel, and my favorite, what it takes to be a Christian author in the 21st century. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Threshold Stories. Today, I have two young, wonderful ladies with me, and I'm going to refer to them as girls throughout, and I wanted to let them tell the story today of what it was like to participate in the Blue Ridge Parkway Tour. Alex and I have done it. My wife and I have done it. I feel like it'd be more valuable to everybody if you got it from the perspective of somebody who just finished. So we look like we just finished, right? Jackie does, right? And all things Kristen does. And I asked them, let's just not do makeup and lipstick. For me, that was harder because I typically... Oh, I'm kidding. So girls, welcome to the show. I'm glad you guys were making time to do it. So we just finished our Blue Ridge Parkway tour 14 hours ago, like that. And I wanted to take a moment or two to let you guys tell some stories. My stories are old. Everybody's heard them. So I thought we'd get a chance to hear somebody else's story. So let's just jump right in. Here's the first picture I sent you guys about a month before the trip. Do you remember getting it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was in your mind when you received that?
We're going there. Ready to go. Yep. Excitement, blue skies, green grass. Mm-hmm. Going to be climbing the mountain soon.
All things that call you.
So Linda and I get excited just driving up there, even though we've seen this a half dozen times, because it's just so beautiful. There's just nothing like it. The blue sky, the green everywhere, the landscape that makes you seem like it's from 150 years ago.
I think it's more about what's not there. What's not there is anything that we're seeing on a daily basis. There's not buildings, there's not stores, there's not cars. It's a country road, and we're going to be on it, and all we have to do is ride.
No maps to navigate. So, Kristen, this is uniquely your slide to describe.
Yep.
Jackie and I are going to get out of the way. So what happened here?
Well, we were taking our picture, leaving the house. We're ready to go. Everybody's fresh, happy. We get out of the cars. We're not even off the driveway. Let's take a picture. So there happened to be ants on the ground, and all I'm thinking about is getting out of the ants. I miss an important detail. The detail is the fence is electrified. So what do? I touch the fence. So this picture is me. I finally come back to the group.
Zap.
After a zap. And it was a good start to the trip.
You put on your business face and off we go, dag nabbit.
Yes.
So Jackie, the picture of you right next to her, I think, is quintessential. Everybody said things about you in their reviews that your smile is just to die for, awesome. And one of your best friends is like truly upset and you're still smiling.
She's like, yes.
Hopefully it zapped her life.
Yes. It still tingled at night.
Mm-hmm. I think for that picture, it was the best thing. It's just knowing we were on our way.
Yes.
We are fixing to start the tour. So
mm-hmm. Cool.
And it had already started. We had had a wonderful night here, had a great setting, great dinner. It was already starting. We had gotten on the bikes. We arrived.
Bonus ride in.
Yeah, and we get here because we're us, and we're like, can we go for a ride? So we had already gotten a sampling of how.
And you had a bonus flat tire.
It was going to be. Who had the flat tire? I remember
the flat
that.
Tire.
That's right.
Yes, you were gone. I think you were in the other state, and we were. Kristen, turn around.
Yeah. I got the text, turn around.
So because of where we live in North Carolina, there's a lot of wonderful places to ride your bike. And I took everybody out. Well, not everybody. I took half the group out the night before because they just wanted to spin their legs. And Jackie demonstrated her capacity to get a flat tire.
Absolutely. But we got it out of the way.
Kind of.
Pretty much.
Well,
it happened again on the next 8C climb.
It did a bit.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah. Let's go here. So we've driven up to Rockfish Gap, Virginia. Mm-hmm. We've had dinner, and I said, let's go take some photos of the absolute start of the Blue Ridge Parkway, since going forward, you're going to be focused on riding your bike, and right now, we're not going to do that. So this is sunset on that first evening before we begin riding. What was going through your minds?
Oh, I was trying to put together where that was. So that when we did Skyline Drive, mm-hmm. we rode up there. So this was our second sneak back there because we had already sneaked up there. Mm-hmm. And it was, we were just ready. Like, it's time to go.
So, yes, when we went up there the first time, I took a panoramic or a video of the whole thing. And to see it at this time of day was amazing. You could see the moon and the sun going down. The group was there. And we were starting to develop that bond. The excitement was starting that we were going to be here in the morning. And we're on our way.
Mm-hmm.
That first evening is just magical for me. So the people of the group, we're going to have some time talking about that. I want your perspective. So here's your introduction to Linda. You know, Miss SAG, every backhand, all backhand, everything. What was that like for you guys getting to know and meet Linda?
Linda has such a warm personality.
Well, I'm biased, so pull me out of the equation. Talk to the camera.
Yeah, Linda has such a warm personality, and her primary concern is making certain that you're just comfortable and happy and you have everything that you need. And for me, I'm kind of a very self-sufficient person, so it's hard to allow somebody else to supply me with what I need because I want to know that I have what I've got. So it was about developing this trust that and accepting she has only the best want for you, and you just have to communicate with her and she will take care of anything that you need. And she's invaluable to this trip. Absolutely.
Cool.
Linda was wonderful. I mean, she had things that you didn't even know you needed.
Mm,
I mean,
well
you
said.
Were just, they were there. You get off this ride, you're refrigerator, full of goodies, recovery foods. She would be working around the clock while we're out riding. She's doing our laundry. She's making sure that every want that we suggested or brought up, she was taking care of it. And it was amazing. She was telling me that she has friends she reached out to. Hammer was a big thing that we used on the ride. And Kristen was out of it, and she's very specific in what her needs are for energy. And Linda made sure that she called her friends, sent the picture, had all these places that she could mm-hmm. go and get it, and had you the hammer the very next day.
Yep.
So you were ready to go. So
absolutely.
Linda was just a wonderful.
Yeah, we can't do these trips without Linda. Spain doesn't work without Linda. France mm-hmm. doesn't work without Linda. Blue Ridge Parkway doesn't work without Linda. Because Alex and I are relative commodities. I know we're the next picture here to talk about, but we're just idiots who ride bikes, right? So what was it like dealing with our joint insanity?
I don't think Alex shares your insanity. I think yours is very
specific. All right, we're
going
to go on to the next part of the show.
I really like how you put him in the insanity bubble.
Jeff, I think one of the things about the trip is your sense of humor, and you welcome everyone, mm-hmm. and it's fun and laughable, and we just have a great time together, and we can joke, and sometimes, you know, the climbs and the mm-hmm. the mile markers, like, before I was very stickler, where are we going to be here? What, you know, when's the climb start? And you were like, oh, this number.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't line up, but that was okay.
That was quasi-intentionally.
Yes,
it was wonderful.
There was a recipe.
When I'm hiking with people, I'm trekking in the Himalayas, they how much to the top? I'll always say 15 or 20 minutes.
Right.
Always. Yes, I don't care if it's a half a day. It's 15 or 20 minutes.
It's
and they
Jeffism.
Stop asking.
And I think
they give up asking mm-hmm. at that point.
One of the things with you two is I realize it's not all about the numbers, and the climbing and stuff like that. It was about enjoying the ride, having fun.
There you go.
You can stop mid-ride, mid-climb, and pull over and take a picture. And, you know, these things, you know, it was good to see.
As an international racer, I don't always get the freedom to do these kinds of things. Normally, yeah. I'm going as hard as I can in a country I really want to visit. But I don't have time to it. And so for me, this is the antithetical experience of racing. It's mm-hmm. enjoying it. So let's start talking about the people. Doug.
Doug.
I mean, Doug out of the box. Who's Doug. Who is Doug?
A wonderful man.
Doug is awesome.
Yes.
Doug is just, he's this quiet, happy, just wonderful person. He's this surprise guy that just... He has one steady state and just goes and goes and goes. And he will always have a smile, mm-hmm. always have something nice to say. And quiet competence is Doug. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I connected with Doug because he went to MIT and I mm-hmm. wanted to go to, I got accepted to MIT. I was very proud of that. They didn't give me any money. They gave Doug money. So I was very jealous. So him and John both, I had that. So if you caught any of the snide MIT engineering jokes I made, those are actually all jealous comments.
So I will say one thing about Doug. I think one of the stories that he told that I really enjoyed was last night after the ride, and we were all in your kitchen, and he says that every 4 years, he goes back and does the Paris, Brest Paris with John, and he went to grad school, married, had his children, and he just kind of put it in his timeline of his life, how it's been a part of his life for the whole entire,
it's like a ladder.
Cycling. Yes.
He just, each time it comes up, he had time for it, and life fit.
And one of the things he said was when he was on one of the rides that he got lost. And he had no way, it was pitch black, no identifiers on the road. And he looked for the North Star, and he went east.
Yep.
And he was able to get on. And we joke because we're like, never eat sour waffles. How did he do that? It was just, it was a great story.
Which way
we enjoyed
is
it.
East again?
Yeah. Never so eat impressive. Sour waffles. So that's the Northeast South.
I am never eat shredded wheat.
So
never
sour
eat
waffles.
Shred-
I don't even know what sour waffles would be.
Wow. This is one of those difference between how men think and how women think moments.
Right. Yeah, we were
but
so impressed.
We've never gotten lost. My kids tell me
yet.
That.
You haven't gotten
not
lost
all who wonder
yet.
Are lost.
Yeah, well,
right. That's a
my
good
kids
way of
tell me you can't just keep calling it wandering. At some point, you're going to have to accept that you're lost.
So how about his buddy here in crime,
oh,
John?
Man, John.
He
the twins.
I called them the twins. They don't look anything alike, but who cares? They're the twins.
Yeah, John,
you know the name of this photo, the caption on this photo is twins.
Yes. And they, you know how twins are supposed to be so similar, and then in some cases they're polar opposites? That's how I feel about, about these two.
John and Doug, yes.
Yes. I loved John's sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. He's very analytical and... Mm-hmm. I had to know when I first met them, we did not understand why you called them twins. And then we found a story that they met in college, and they continued to do that ride together, the Brest Paris, and they can stay connected in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt that was very fun.
They are wonderful. I had so much fun with them.
So I intentionally put this event of this picture of many. I have all kinds of landscape shots, just like you do. And I wanted to kind of portray that you're on the ridge climbing Mount Everest, right? So you have this government road that costs a fortune that nobody uses, really. And you have these views on both sides of it. And we pretty much had it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So what goes into your mind when you get to ride on this moment and you see these colors and it's just you and your bike?
Complete euphoria.
Totally. Yeah.
These are one of my favorites because... the land is sloping down on each side of you, and you're riding just the single ridge, and it's like just there for you, and you're just passing through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the most wonderful type of landscape, whether you're hiking a mountain, riding a bike, to physically be able to pass through that.
And I think the other thing that you don't see, excuse me, in the picture is the sound of the wind going through the trees and the birds and just the nature that you're out there and you don't hear anything else. It's just a surreal experience.
That's a good spot.
Yeah.
It's like nothing else is getting there. It's
so
just you.
It'd be nice to send a message in a couple of weeks when you go back to where you're used to riding and say, guess what? I'm numb to it again. Every time, though, then there's no cars and I hear birds, I'm like, oh, the Blue Ridge Parkway state of mind.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the 4:30 rides.
Well,
our morning rides are like that.
I took probably 1,000 videos on this trip, so I will be going back to listen to those.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump to Deb. She was on the trip. She was smiling. Jackie, she shared the title of best rider with you.
Yes.
And this is our first introduction. What comes to mind when you think Deb?
Well earned.
Yes.
She's a new rider. Very enthusiastic for cycling.
And happy.
Yes.
Just happy all the time.
I think that's part of cycling.
And unfortunately, we didn't get to ride with her a lot because she was in a different group than us. I would have enjoyed being on the road with her. That would have been nice. Mm-hmm. But every day at the end, there she was, happy as anything. Love the smile.
Well, many people made comments about how consistent she was.
She was very consistent, incredibly consistent.
So the first day, I believe, she was so enthusiastic. She skipped the lunch stop and decided she's just going to go right into the HC climb.
Like, so, are you sure? You've got 13 miles up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep moving. Like, okay. All right.
She got it done.
Correct. She did get it done.
She did.
So obviously this is your husband and it makes you a wee bit biased on your commentary here, but
I love this picture.
This is a favorite.
Regardless of volume and variety of food types that Linda purchased, we have the quintessential Blue Ridge Parkway 2023 nutritional stalwart in this picture.
Yes. The start of the peanut butter and jellies.
Do you have any ideas how many we ate? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
It could be a triple digit number between all of us.
I think so. I think we're probably around the 50 or more mark.
Absolutely.
Well, your husband probably had
half of those. They're probably still in his pocket, actually, right now.
I think I might be the guilty one of that. Matter of fact.
I love the relationship between these two. Because
so we got 76-year-old Rich. Rich is the oldest person ever to do our Blue Ridge Parkway tour.
Amazing. And Paul, the picture here is Paul has convinced Richard to do something. And Richard's like, okay, I'm going to do it. And in the background, Paul's like, yeah, he's going to do it.
And I think in this picture, it's like, how cold was it?
Where were we here?
This was the rainy day.
Oh, this
day,
is that beautiful
day.
Foggy day. Love that day. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Yep, this was your favorite.
Yeah, love that day.
So let's talk about SAG, the support vehicle. It's obviously, it's my pickup, but what was SAG and what did it mean to you guys?
I mean, we ride alone a lot on the parkway, which, I mean, I'm completely happy with. But then when I see somebody else, I realize, oh, it's so nice to talk to someone. You know, that point of contact, it re-energizes you. So when you saw SAG, you knew if you needed something, it was there. That something was within reach, and you could get an update on where everybody was at and such, and there was food there. I like the fact that there was food there. Yes,
that was the point.
When I think of SAG, it's the unseen things. You have that comfort. You're out there. You're never alone. You know, we do ride it solo a lot, and we stop at stores and stuff when we need supplies. But I am someone who packs my pockets. I have. Fuel for...
Yes, you are.
Yes. And I just carry so much stuff. My bottles are always full. I want 2 bottles and I want to be, you know, have all of that comfort there. But knowing that you guys are out there on the road, we have the option to, you know, grab things as we need. It's not something I'm used to. So I would be like doing these climbs and it would pop up and I'm like, okay, I hope they don't drive by because I have 2 miles left before this climb is over and then I'm going to have to pull over. But it was... You know, it was very nice to have you guys out there. And I will say, Kristen, that was a good point that you made up, having the companionship out there. Mm-hmm. When you and Jeff pulled up yesterday, I was so happy to see you guys.
Yeah.
Not that I needed to stop, but it was so nice to stop and talk with you guys. And we joked a little bit. And then I just carried on. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice day.
A touch point.
So let's jump here to the middle of day 3. We've done a wee bit more than half. Mm-hmm. And you hit this sign. Talk about what happened at that sign here. And what is that sign?
That sign was fun. We were looking for that sign. I remember I had to go to the bathroom. That was...
Ladies like, and gentlemen, the variety of forms that TMI can take in the middle of a podcast has just expanded.
So the reality. We were leaving Virginia and we're entering North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And you could see the trees start to change.
Yeah.
And the temperature and stuff started to change. And I remember seeing that sign because it was something that we were looking for as the transition. And I wanted to get on top of the sign and take a picture.
Yep, I have video.
Others have done this.
Yes. So sadly enough, I realized with all the cycling that I do that I need to work on my upper body strength. So I made this poor effort to get on top. And ultimately, Paul helped me lift up there. And it was a nice stop.
I do remember John just riding by the sign. And we're like, hey, the sign. He's like, oh, I thought I was already here. I don't even think he stopped. I think he just kept pedaling.
I got a picture of him there.
He stopped.
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
So one of the comments people make when they see this tour and writing, they say, Jesus, it'd be great. I'd like to get around to it. And I could do a whole podcast on round to it. But they think this is all you ever get, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the exaggeration. Talk a little bit about the gradient, the slope, the riding on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Because when you say 469 miles, 48,000 feet of vertical, there's a whole lot of people who self-discriminate. They immediately say, I could never do that. Mm-hmm. This is what they think is happening all the time.
My first thought is, you can do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a pedal stroke at a time. I think everybody's a little bit different. And for me, it's like I have to absorb the data and then I can decide how I'm going to approach something. Mm-hmm. So that day one, when we got to that 13-mile climb at the end, you know, I had trouble with it. I didn't know how to approach it, and I didn't know how to break it down. And it was just kind of information that I was putting in my bag. So that the next day, like, I knew how I was going to approach it. I knew how the equation was going to be. And as you move through it, it just becomes natural, right? It's the road in front of you. It's the pedaling that you're going to do. And you just kind of keep going through it. It becomes so digestible and normal once you get past the first
lead. I would say on that, you know, no matter what the gradient is, all you have to do is turn over your legs one pedal stroke at a time and you're getting there, mm-hmm. you know. And in the meantime, you look around and you have the birds, yeah. the trees, the overlooks are just amazing.
Let's take a talk about the overlooks here. There's plus or minus 100 of these mm-hmm. over the course of the 469 miles, and they're in place in general for cars. Of course, mm-hmm. we use them as well. There were sag yeah. stops off in there. What happens when you guys stop at an overlook? What do you go through?
You kind of just absorb. I didn't stop at a huge amount of them. I enjoyed the passing scenery. That's what I was looking for. But when you did and you absorbed it for a moment, it just felt good. You know, just
I would say I would see so many overlooks, and it was a challenge to continue to ride or pull mm-hmm. over, because every one of them pulls you to them because mm-hmm. you want to see what's over the side. And it was just a nice area to take pictures, a lot of bike pictures. And then we wanted yeah. to have signs that we would remember how high we were in the climbs.
I like just riding through them. Like mm-hmm. if I wasn't going to stop, I wanted to at least go and ride through the mm-hmm. overpass so I could see it as I'm going by.
That's one of Alex's MOs. He'll just do that mm-hmm. just for the visual.
Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier Perry Brashberry, PBP. And you two are deep in the worlds of ramification, doing the Ride Across America planning, thought, development, and all that goes with it. Then you meet these yokel-dokels who do this ride, 1,200 kilometers, and they're on their eighth iteration mm-hmm. of going 1,200 kilometers over the course of 90 hours. So talk a little bit about your thoughts when you heard about this alternative ride or others who have the same mental illness that you two do.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
It just seemed like a window of like, okay, how do we qualify? What exactly. is this ride?
We're how immediately do we get thinking, this? What are the qualification rides? Mm-hmm. Where are they? When do you have to qualify? When is this next race? When is this one? Did we miss the window?
And then John brought up the idea that, you know, you stop and you open a can of soup and that's your dinner. And wow. you're not really sure yeah. exactly what you're eating or drinking, but it works. And I was like, maybe we need to rethink this.
Yeah. No. And he was sold on it. Seeing him describe the flavor profile of condensed chicken noodle soup straight out of the can. And he was like so into it. And I'm just looking at the guy like, oh my gosh, am I going to get to the place that that's what I'm excited about?
The things we look forward
scary.
To. I have had a couple that I've wanted to do longer rides, but I've never found anybody who would partake in a 500-mile ride over the course of 36 hours or whatever the case may be. He said there's 8,000 people that do mm-hmm. PBP each time they set it up.
Yeah.
Lunacy is truly contagious.
It truly is. There's more of us out there than you think.
So when we hit these overlook signs, I mentioned this before in our pre-podcast chat, which ones do you think you're going to remember? Because there, a lot of them had words and numbers. Do you have any that are standing out to you that you're going to remember?
Those are details. I don't like retain the details mm-hmm. of them. It's more about
well done, CEO.
How far? That's well done. It's more about what the range looks like in the back. Mm-hmm. Was the mist in there? And I think the ones that I remember the most are the ones that I couldn't really see, that that day of riding in the fog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What I really liked about that day on the overlooks is that it just reminded you that you're just here. Everything else is out there. Doesn't matter that it's clouded over or shrouded. You're here and you're riding through it.
Those so my friends my who friends. Are astrophysicists and astronomers when mm-hmm. I was an undergrad, that's how they would think.
Yeah, I like it.
So when I stopped at one, there's one that I made Kristen pull over with me. It was the Green Mountain Overlook.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something I will remember because in Claremont, where we ride and we train for hills and stuff, that's the name of one of the parks that we stopped
at. Wow.
And so, I'm oblivious to that. I'm like, what's Green Mountain? And she had to tell me that we ride Green Mountain. Oh.
And the other one was the highest peak reaching up. Mountain.
Yeah, we got a whole slide we're going to do on that one for a second here. So this is the quintessential juxtaposition. Actually, the name of this photo is juxtaposition. So normally you play the game when you're with little kids. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we have down jackets, a fireplace, and ice cream, and smiles. What do you think is disconnected about that other than the obvious?
There's an obvious?
Exactly.
I'm confused. All of that goes together. I don't understand.
Yeah. It's a fascinating thing, but after a long day on the bike, having a cold sunset with a fireplace, views, and a can and some ice cream is just wonderful.
Yes. That was the best part of the trip.
That's by far mine and Linda's favorite view mm-hmm. at the end of the day.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of great views out of the backside of Allegheny Inn.
Was that Allegheny?
No, this is Little Switzerland.
Yeah.
This is the end of day five.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I will recall about this day is it was a wonderful place for us to come together as a group. Mm-hmm. We had a good time, not on the bikes, but after, had ice cream together. We sat out there by the fire, told our stories. We really mm-hmm. enjoyed this part of the trip.
And the ice cream was really, really good.
Across the street there.
Yeah.
So one of the things that showed up on this trip is we had some serious generational gaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys, you and your husband are certainly young enough to be Richard's children.
Yes.
Right? So we had this whole, and I have this great picture of 60-something in early 20s next to each other. Oh, by the way, they're friends. They're riding bikes together. Mm-hmm. They're eating ice cream together. What was that experience like for you guys, seeing them multi-generational connections? Because there were several of them.
Cycling has no age limit.
Yeah, it doesn't. And that's the beautiful thing about cycling. When my brother first started talking about it, that's what he talked about. You know, he can't play rugby forever, but he can cycle forever. And that's what drew him was the longevity of the sport, that you could do it at any age.
A lot of people who are listening are going to be nodding their heads when they hear that, because that's one of the connectivity moments. Mm-hmm. I think that really comes out in that picture right here. So I put this in here because I'm going to make this into a profile shot. You might actually get a canvas copy of this to hang on your walls or something of equivalent like that. But for me, this is that moment when you can take some of the greatest technology the human mind has ever created, the carbon-framed mm-hmm. bike,
yep.
and stick it in God's creation with this man-made pathway that allows you to see the whole thing. This is rare in the history of the human race. If you wanted to traverse the Blue Ridge Parkway, it probably took you a half a year. At least mm-hmm. a quarter of a year. You were paving your own way. There was no Linda. There were no peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Right at the end of the day, you hope to God somebody could shoot a deer. And that was your approach. And then we get to experience that whole thing on bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing experience. Literally in a matter of days. So let's talk about Richard. He came with you guys. He was our 76-year-old retiree on the trip. Talk about that. Talk about Richard.
We take Richard everywhere. He's like always there.
Yes, he's just wonderful to be around. You know, he had some challenges during the mm-hmm. trip, but he overcame them. I mean, he completed his rides. He had a great time. He really, you know, he was just a joy to ride with.
So on our very last day, yesterday for us, there we had two HC climbs, all categories, so above classification. We had two in one day. And I get a message that Richard wanted to be picked up on the second one. And I'd already had my pep talk with him. And I said, you got to do this for God and country. You got to do this for fill in the blank. And he says, I'm going to try. And I got the message saying, I'm done trying.
come get me, take me home, put me in a Calgon bath, give me my bubble bath. And so I had to stop. I had to fuel you because you were descending like a lunatic, and I had to get to you and fuel you before you went into town because you were going to get there an hour ahead of everybody else. So I take care of you, and then I zoom back to get Richard, and I was told he's a few miles from the top of the HC.
Mm-hmm. Take and your time.
And he's yeah. and he's in the rest area.
Exactly.
And I drive down 1 mile from the top of the HC, and he's pedaling mm-hmm. by himself.
Yep.
You know what I chose to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, just ride
just
by.
Let go,
don't
keep going.
Give him the option.
And next thing you know, he's at the top of the HC. And let's listen to this little video. The young fella cresting the second HC of the day. What do you know, Richard? Exactly. That is my memory. That's what I'm going to remember yeah. of Rich on this ride. Jackie, the floor is yours.
So, Mount Mitchell, it's been on the bucket list since I started riding, and also the Blue Ridge Parkway Tour. So to get all these, both these things together in one trip was phenomenal, but just the feeling when I got to the top of Mount Mitchell, just because of not knowing how the climb was going to be, yeah. hearing stories. I have other cyclists that I ride with and that have done these races, and I look up to them so much. And then I'm just so excited to be here. And I get to the top and I feel like the day's complete. And it was a wonderful view, beautiful weather. And then the bad news is we were, only in the first third of our ride? And
right.
I had a lot of climbing to do yeah. after that. But it was just something on the bucket list, and I was very happy to have that done.
So look at the view on everybody's face. What are some words that you think you could use to describe what people were feeling right there, just only looking at their face?
Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's something about being able to accomplish a specific thing. You know, Blue Ridge Parkway, it's a whole, right? There's so many pieces mm-hmm. and parts to it. Mount Mitchell was a specific checkmark in it, mm-hmm. and probably one that caused a lot of people a lot of angst of, okay, we're going to ride Mount Mitchell. Oh my gosh, it's a mountain. We're going to ride this. And when
it's even in the name.
Mount. Yeah, it's even in the name, right?
It's not Mitchell Mountain, it's Mount Mitchell.
No, it's
Mitchell.
Mount Mitchell. And I felt like it wasn't more difficult than the HC climbs. Like, that wasn't even one of the really hard ones when you look at it at a whole, but to be able to check off, yep, Mount Mitchell.
You did it. So we have a great picture of your husband holding up the arrow at the bottom mm-hmm. of Mount Mitchell, making sure we all knew which direction we needed
yep.
to go. So, but if you notice in that picture, we literally have everybody, granted it's an intentional picture, but I feel like the persona, the look on everybody's face, like how Rich has his arms crossed and you two are back to back because you were together all the time. Totally Mr. Stoic.
Yes.
Right?
Love it.
I'm sitting there in the grass thinking, okay, who's got what request next? You know, who needs pizza delivered at the next
yes.
to the top of this next
yes,
climb?
Yes, please.
Do you want fries with your yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
that kind of climb.
Yep.
So it's great. You get to, I feel like all of our group's personalities show up in that picture.
Mm-hmm. We had a great group.
We did have a great group. Like everybody, I really, there wasn't a person I didn't enjoy.
It's awesome.
Yes.
That's kind of why I do these things. So mm-hmm. that happens. The top of the Blue Ridge Parkway is not the same as the top of the East Coast because Mount Mitchell is not on the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's a side trip. It's only a 4.5 mile trip, but it's only a side trip. This was the high point, and I got the twins in this picture right here. What did you guys think of, see, when you hit this and you knew that the bottom is a few hours away, as is the end of the trip? And there you are at the high point on the trip, and you're almost at the end of the trip.
Mixed emotions, excitement, wanting to stop, but also, is it already over?
I know.
Maybe I should go slower so I can absorb more of it and have more mm-hmm. time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My experience was different. So I did not take a picture there because I have a personal policy that you can't own it unless you got there. So I had some body problems leading up to this, and I needed to take a break in the mm-hmm. SAG vehicle. And taking a break is
there's no shame with that, by the way.
Really hard, but it allowed me enough time to get a muscle calmed down. And so I came back on the bike here, but I had taken an 8-mile gap. And it was what I needed to do to not cause damage. So I have to come back and get that. Because
sign me up.
Yeah, exactly. Jackie asked me, you know, did you take a picture? And no, I didn't ride up there. I got back on my bike and finished the ride out from there. But those moments, that one's on pause. So I'll come back and take that one.
Well, I say this in full heart, not partial heart, not marketing heart, not sales heart, not engineering heart, but full heart. For me, the value comes from this generational hand through. It's kind of like a form of parenting is what I consider what Linda and I do. Because if this works out, you're going to come back with your own group and you're going to say, let me teach you the Blue Ridge Parkway. And you're going to come back, maybe together, and you're going to say, we've done this. Let us show you the way. Because that's what Alex and I did. We've done this and we showed you the way. For me, this is success. The first time you guys send me a text and say, Jack, this is us. We did it alone.
Yeah.
Thanks for teaching us. Mm-hmm. For me, that's the home run. So to hear you say, I'm going to come back because I have to do that. So we get back last night. Yes. It's late. We do what we can to eat. What was that like, that drive-in, that arrival, the decompression back to running water and electricity or whatever you want to describe it as?
It's
the landing is what it is.
Yeah, it's a hard landing. Mm-hmm. Getting back to seeing all the stores. And I feel this way anytime I come out of wilderness and I get back into the regular store after shopping mall, after strip mall, after fast food restaurant. And it's just like, oh, we're back. Mm-hmm. But those fries were amazing.
Chick-fil-A, you're getting free advertising right now.
Oh my gosh, roll me in and yes, devouring food.
So I think that part of the recovery day and going back in, I mean, the end of the ride, we did the dip into the creek. It was, how cold was it?
60? It was very cold, very cold.
The Oconaluftee River in Cherokee, North Carolina is basically a free-for-all bathtub for Native Americans.
If you do the tour, get in it because it's the best recovery. It was nice, like cryo bath. It was, you had to
Because you're getting in the car for a while.
And you certainly weren't alone.
No. There was lots of other. See, that's the thing. There's a lot of crazy people out there, just like us.
Lunacy is contagious. It is. This ought to be the name of this podcast right now.
You just need leadership for lunacy. That's what it is.
So, Jackie, I'm going to use this as kind of our last conversational topic here. You were the only person this year to get to do this with your spouse. Talk about that. What that was like, what that meant to you.
You know, it was great. It was something that we both love, cycling, and we're not away from each other. We get to experience together. We both have different experiences because we ride at different levels or speeds.
She's faster than Paul by a lot, just for the record.
But at the end of the day, we can share our pictures, our moments, our stories. We can relate to each other. And we're going through all these, you know, this vacation. It's like a vacation, but it's also cycling. And we just have that connection there. We're not away from each other. And it was a great experience.
Well, thank you guys for doing the podcast. I hope everybody out there has connected in some way, shape, or form about the Blue Ridge Parkway in a way that might convince you you want to do this because you want to do this.
Absolutely.
This is America's greatest cycling tour, cycling route.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you do it with me or not. If you're a cyclist and you think cycling is cool, you need to ride the Blue Ridge Parkway.
I agree with that.
Completely.
Yeah, yes. I would have to say that the Blue Ridge Parkway, the week that we've been here, the experiences that we've had with the tour and then being on the road, there are things that go on in your life that you come into this with, but while you're on the parkway, those things disappear.
Correct. It's
you.
Tunnel vision.
My whole week I was focused on taking in the scenery, the ride, the experience, the group, the different people that I met. Mm-hmm. And then the day coming back, I will have to say my part was, okay, now I'm going back to my quote-unquote real life.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready. But for this week, it was amazing.
Yes.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Jeff's books can be found at all major outlets. If you'd like to participate in any of our adventure travel, visit thresholdacademy.com and click on the links. If you wish to hire Jeff as a speaker, please visit jeffgora.com and fill out the form.